It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
You know what I would have done? I would have had a Secret Service agent go in there with fucking guns drawn, and I would have walked right up and said, give me a fucking cheesesteak.
Yep.
Matt.
Oh, it stinks bad. Oh, it smells like you shit your pants.
Steve.
Take out his little spider dick and be like, look at this. Starts masturbating in public and shoots his webbing. Oh.
Oh, man.
And Kevin.
On paper, it probably doesn't look good when your make-a-wish is to see The Undertaker.
Walk with me now.
We're fucking horrible.
Man. We are the worst.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Oh, hi.
Greetings.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com's website. We're live on CWERadio.com. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
And I'm Jimbo Jism.
Yeah. We got Kevin with the cool shades on.
I'm just trying to be cool, man.
You are cool, man. We got Steve. Gross. And our good friend B-Shaps is here today.
I'm back.
He's back with a vengeance. And his birthday's coming up.
You know, you don't have to say good friend and lie to all the nice people out there.
You say what?
You don't have to say good friend and lie to all the nice people listening out there.
Yeah, he's smart on me.
I'm glad to see you crawled out of the trenches to get here.
Yep.
Now, how old are you going to be?
21.
And damn. And how many years is it before you get a man voice?
Hey. It'll probably never happen.
Hey now.
At least I'm aware of it.
Yeah. The closer you become to getting to be an accountant, the more wormy your voice will get.
Well, happy early Hamas Day to you.
Oh, man.
Happy Hamas to you.
Celebrate with some Gaza chicken strips.
You stink like a Jew.
Hamasica.
Hamasica. See, we can say that because he's Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, yep,
begins.
Got it.
Nah, actually, we shouldn't say that ever.
He's a ginger Jew, though. He's different.
He is. You ran into some Jewish people today, Stephen.
Yeah, his cousins over there.
I hope you apologize.
At the park of my kids.
Ooh.
Yeah. His cousins.
Yeah, with the front end of my bumper.
I got really excited because I saw a story that said Geraldo Rivera,
Jerry Rivers,
was arrested for a fatal hit and run in Tampa.
Yeah?
I was like, oh my God. It was just some Spanish dude named Geraldo Rivera. Yeah. I got really excited.
That's a headline to run with.
Yeah.
Has he done anything relevant since taking that like half-naked picture?
No, but that's pretty relevant.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to.
Tell you what, he looks
pretty
like
sure
it.
He's done his relevant shit for one lifetime.
Yeah, he's a brand now.
Yeah, but he looked like $1 million in that picture.
A million bucks?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
At least.
Maybe 650K.
Ooh.
Damn. I'd like
650?
Maybe like 500.
Dollars?
You gotta cut as much money out
How
of
many
as
shekels
possible.
Would you have to be paid to suck him off?
He looked like a million
Never
shekels.
Never enough.
Jesus.
Shekels.
Oh, God.
I'd have licked butterscotch off his old guy abs.
You say old guy abs or ass?
Abs.
Nice.
I thought you said old gay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh.
Didn't he get really upset after that? Like, his family was like, why the
hell
did you do
that? Yeah,
because
he was drunk.
Just like, I want
to. He said it was like too many shots of tequila or something like that.
Still not as good as the Mel Gibson rants.
Those are good.
But he's doing all right, Mel. He's in the new Expendables.
And he's in the best shape of his life.
Which you can watch online already before it even comes out.
Wow. Yeah.
It got leaked like 2 weeks before it even came out in theaters. So.
The fucking unleakables.
Oh. But, yeah. So, I don't watch those fucking... I don't like those movies. I don't know.
You know what?
It's because there's testosterone fuel, so you're not into it.
I'd rather see, like, you know, a Zooey Deschanel movie or something like that. Maybe something with Maggie Gyllenhaal. You know? Yeah, exactly.
I like how they make fun of themselves. I think it's hilarious.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I mean, Kelsey Grammer's in this one.
Certainly is.
He's stupid.
What?
Sure.
What?
I'm with you.
One of the greatest actors of this, of our generation.
Yo, know, what do you ever do?
Mm-hmm. Who do you ever beat?
Frasier beats everybody. I'm not talking about the boxer either.
Garbage.
It's not garbage.
Garbage.
Just because it goes over your dumb head.
Oh, it goes over my head because I passed out.
Yeah, from boredom.
Wow.
Here's the soundtrack to Frasier.
I can name about 19 fucking shows better than that show.
Probably can't, but name...
Bar Rescue.
I can name one.
Bar Rescue.
How many seasons did Frasier have, do you know?
Unsolved Mysteries was better than that show.
Fuck yeah.
It's funny because I just went through most of them on Netflix.
I could have swore it had a lot.
I think it was 11 or something.
Yeah. So he played that character for about 20 years. Yeah.
11 seasons of pain.
11 seasons.
That's crazy.
Fucking gay.
And then in an 8 or 9 seasons of Cheers, right?
Yeah. He played the same character for like
20 years straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a hack and can't do anything else.
Yeah. If he had any kind of talent, he can mix it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He wishes he had
Leo's. He's lying on a pile of money right now.
He wishes he could wear Leo's tights.
He wipes his ass with $100 bills.
Yeah, they know Geraldo money, I tell you that.
You ain't about that Geraldo life.
Let's see your ass, Kelsey Grammer.
I guarantee I can name at least 10 shows better and you would agree.
I'm just saying it.
All right, go ahead. Start rattling some.
Married with Children.
I'll be honest. No, Married with Children isn't better than Frasier. Yeah,
Married with Children might be the best of
all
time.
Put it to a vote. Here we go.
Next.
It's highly debatable.
We win.
Highly debatable.
Highly debatable? You're like a huge Married with Children fan.
Yeah, I love Married with Children, but I do love Frasier,
too. The word Frasier in your life.
Really? Oh, okay.
All right, so next.
It's debatable, but I will not side with Derek and say it's absolutely no. It's definitely debatable.
See, I don't like Married with Children, so it's...
All right.
But it doesn't matter whether you like it or not.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. No, it's not even comparable.
Nope. I'm with Steve on this one.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell is way better.
In fact, I'd even
actually,
say
most of the TGIF runoff... When we were younger, yeah.
Yeah.
Family Matters, Step by Step.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Better.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Dinosaurs.
Better. Dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I would watch Dinosaurs over a fridge any day.
Honey, I'm home.
I just found Dinosaurs on Netflix.
Alf.
I just need to point out that if anybody goes through my Netflix, I'm going to look real fucked up.
Why is that?
Because all I watch is like serial killer documentaries and dinosaurs.
And dinosaurs.
And Rugrats.
Why don't we get a top list of the rated sitcoms? We'll do that.
Like an actual
top
one?
Sitcoms of all time?
Top 100, top 50.
How do you think that would...
I don't know how that's going to turn out.
I guarantee you Frasier is in the top 10.
Hey, I got a show better than...
I guarantee you it's definitely going to be in at least the top 20, depending on what the list is.
No, top 20.
I got a show better
than
Frasier.
If it's like 100, it'll definitely be top 20.
Friends was better than Frasier.
Parker Lewis can't lose.
It's better than Frasier.
Oh, man.
Was that on Nickelodeon?
Parker Lewis. No.
What was the one that was on Nickelodeon? USA. What was that one? Oh, fuck.
Pete and Pete?
No.
Better than Frasier.
Is that a band?
Better than Frasier?
Well, here's a... oh, this is the Christian Science...
Oh, no.
Moesha. Better than Frasier.
Yes. Moesha.
Sister. Sister.
You just took the one I was going to say, yeah.
See, I want to try and find one that's from like a reputable source.
Reputable. How about like IMDb or
I'm
something?
I'm looking for like TV Guide.
All right, most popular TV shows, TV Guide. 101 best written TV series.
All right, let's what do you want to do? You want to do 10 or 10, 15, 20?
As many. Let's just roll.
TV Guide has 60.
All right, let's do it.
So, what do you want? You want to go through all 60?
Let's see.
No, at least 50.
No.
20. 20? I say 20.
All right, well, why don't you just give me some notables in the top 60 and
some notables. Number 60 is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Wow.
58, Monty Python's Flying Circus. We got Battlestar Galactica at 57. Larry Sanders Show. The Golden Girls in 54.
All right, see, this is terrible. Because Golden Girls should be top 10.
Who picked this shit?
Big Bang Theory. Shield,
really?
American
That's
Idol.
Like one of the worst shows.
Barney Miller, Jeopardy.
I find it hard to believe a lot of these shows are in the top 60, like these later ones that are still even still on like that, like Big Bang Theory, right? That's still on, right?
Yeah.
I would think that you wouldn't even be able to be qualified if you're not done.
Let's do their... let's see what the...
What's number 20?
Because think about all the TV shows that have happened in the last 50 years. All
right, these are the shows that had the biggest cultural impact and most enduring influence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So this isn't like the funniest.
No. I'm just saying enduring impact though, like the Big Bang Theory.
On pop culture,
Big Bang Theory is
it's brand new.
It's not brand new. It's been out for like almost a decade.
Big Bang Theory?
It's on like season 7 or 8.
It's still on, though. That's not almost
I feel like it's only been like 6 or 7 years.
It is an awful show, though, but still better than Fraser.
It is getting pretty bad.
My point is that it hasn't run its course. It's funny. It could be forgotten. You don't know. I mean, I know it's popular right now.
But that was way down. Let's do the top 20.
What we should do, though, is try to take a guess at what's in the top 20.
Let's get to the top 20.
No, there's too many.
Top 5.
All right, number 20, Dick Van Dyke Show. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Pretty good.
Number 19, Oprah Winfrey Show.
Okay. Yay.
Really?
Oprah. Why does she count? She should be on the back of the list.
Whoa! 18, SNL.
Okay.
Okay.
Better than Frasier.
Yeah.
17, Carol Burnett Show.
Carol Burnett.
The fuck.
See, this is what I mean. The top 20 is going to have a lot of stuff that these guys have never
even
watched.
Number 16, Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, you mean these guys? I've seen all this shit.
Yeah, you watched all this stuff?
Every one of these he said so far, I've seen.
Damn.
Go on.
Even
15, Andy Griffith Show.
Wow. Okay.
That was Nick at Night. You got
that, yeah, that was Nick at Night.
I know that show.
I know you do.
What about Leave It to Beaver?
Fuck the police.
Could be up there.
14, Law and Order.
All right.
13, Honeymooners.
Love the Honeymooners.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Roseanne better be in the top 20.
She was like number 32.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, Star Trek.
Original series?
Yeah, original, of course. Okay. The rest is garbage.
Get out of here.
Number 11, Cheers.
Next gen, bro. Mm.
Kind of figured that one.
Number 10, Simpsons.
Okay.
Number 9, Breaking Bad. Wow.
Mm. Impressive.
Number 8, MASH.
Mm.
Boo.
Hated MASH.
One of the most boring
Suicide
shows.
Suicide is painless. Number 7, Mary Tyler Moore Show. Number 6, The Wire. Never watched The Wire.
Okay.
People say it's like the greatest show ever, but
I've never seen it, but I've heard good things about it.
Number 5, Twilight Zone. They're not going to get any argument there. Number 4, my all-time favorite show, All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Love All in the Family. Always have, always will.
I can take it or leave it.
I can tell you what number 1 is going to be.
Okay.
It's going to be
Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
Number 3, I Love Lucy.
That's what I thought was going to be one. Actually.
I was kind of thinking something like that, but
number 2, Seinfeld.
Damn. Yeah.
Why?
Number 1,
Friends.
Best series of all time, Frasier.
Fuck you.
Put it up on the screen until you.
That's it.
Bullshit.
That's it.
Nope.
Bullshit. Nope.
No way.
Nope.
Put it up on the screen.
He found a Ringer website.
Dude, 2 out of 5 people in this room know what Frasier was.
No way.
And even less than that care about it.
No way. I don't believe it.
What do you don't believe it? Look, it's right here. Frasier. Frasier.
No. You just brought up a picture of Frasier.
No. That was the picture from the website.
No.
Of the number one.
So don't click on the picture. Bring up the website.
That's what it was.
Frasier.
Bullshit.
Frasier.
You just didn't see the words because it was going so fast.
Where was Doogie Howser on that list?
Doogie Howser.
Yeah, I'm gonna call shenanigans.
All right, fine. Number one was The Sopranos. You happy? All
right.
I don't even know if Frasier's on the list.
But you know, Sopranos is a lot like Frasier, if you think about it.
It's the only thing my town is known for, by the way. The Sopranos, because the final episode, one of the scenes was shot in Bloomfield.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he live?
I don't fucking know. I don't watch that shit.
You said something was shot.
I actually just started watching it.
What, Sopranos?
Yeah, Holstein's where they shot the final
I play
scene.
A whole lot of the pinball game. Welcome to this thing of Oz.
Hasta la Marenga.
Give him his money already.
That was one of those shows I never watched, and I'm kind of glad. Sopranos and Lost, I never watched them, and I'm glad I didn't towards the end because everyone's just like, dude, this whole season's bullshit. The ending sucked. Oh, so disappointing. So I was like, well, I'm glad I didn't invest fucking
it's not. It's people are
7 years
dumb.
Of my life.
Well, I'm coming in now knowing that it sucks and just banging through the seasons. Yeah. So I'm prepared to be disappointed.
Well, like you with Dexter.
Yeah.
You know what it is, though? You're a lot more intelligent.
You were.
Still angry.
You're a lot more intelligent than most, so you might understand that.
Oh,
and
sweet.
It won't be as bad.
Oh, goddamn.
Mm.
He's
how
right.
intelligent you need to be to understand the television
Shut up,
series
I'm a
about
genius.
The mod.
Frasier,
about
by the way,
mob.
Number 23.
What's that?
Number 23, Frasier.
For what?
on a very similar list here.
You know it's a crime though. Something that should have been in that top 10. Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Much better than Frasier.
Did they put Firefly on there since it was never finished?
Balky Barkowitz ruled.
It's a great show.
They're doing a Firefly movie. Do you remember the video game?
Do you remember the other guy's name?
An MMO.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big deal. Nobody's going to play it. It's licensed.
What do you mean it's licensed?
It's a licensed... It's like it's an IP. It's going to be shit.
By the way, your nickname's Quitter around here.
Okay.
For quitting fucking yesterday.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Give us the scoop on that.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
It was an hour commute. I want to play this. Traffic was generally bad. And
oh, so you have to deal with normal white people problems.
No, like, it just, you know what? Like, you know I'm not going to shit talk it or whatever.
You know what?
Fine.
Sometimes the world seems perfect.
You know what? Like, I'm not going to shit talk it. Everything was fine. It just wasn't, you know, it wasn't something I was meant to do. So, that's fine.
Dude, you...
Whoa.
Robot
you can't touch that at all.
I don't touch it. It just happens. So, dude, you would have been making like $15 an hour by the summer.
Started at 10. You know what, though?
He doesn't understand.
Matt.
15 shekels an hour.
Matt, listen. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
Like change, like isn't like cool.
Yes. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze.
Is that why you were upset? Because he didn't pay you in
He's
like
bound
actual,
for better days.
No. He didn't pay you in silver? Like an actual like...
It's his life. It's his dream. Nothing's going to stop him now. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect Strangers, by the way, doesn't make the top 100.
No. Wouldn't.
Well, shit.
Because honestly, it was a shit show.
Should be top 3. Oh, it was great.
Oh. Oh, anyway.
Hey, so on the way over here, I saw something interesting.
Fucking lay it on us right now.
Lay it on us.
I saw a monkey chasing a girl down the street.
Wait.
Let's stop with the racist stuff.
Jesus Christ.
There was a guy in a monkey costume, just like the Bloodhound Gang music video, running after a girl, and she was clearly like crying and like trying to get away from him.
So did you run him over?
No, I slammed on the horn. I'm like, hey! Bloodhound Gang!
You might have... Oh, my God. You might have prevented a rape. No. Like, right now, she's probably half unconscious.
Steven, I'm only one man, all right? Oh, I can only stop so many rapes in a lifetime.
So what's your count?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Black people.
It's an old Ron and Fizz.
What's my count? None yet, but eventually, I will get to it.
What, stopping a rape?
Yep.
You just passed up on me.
How many have you caused?
You know, sometimes you slip something in somebody's drink and they leave with somebody else. Who knows?
Is that how Eddie Franken got a hand job in Indiana?
Wow.
Damn.
Eddie Franken. I don't even know. So much good going on, I can't hear you.
What?
Oh, shit. So, monkey suit, huh?
Yeah.
Did he have his penis hanging out of the front?
No, I looked, though.
What?
I looked. would have only been better if he was slinging feces, but it was legit like the same costume from the Bloodhound Gang music video.
Bloodhound? Bloodhound Gang?
Blood.
I think he said Bloodhound.
Did not.
Did not.
Loop it back. Go ahead. We'll hear it.
I wish I could.
Come on, Derek. Name one song by Bloodhound Gang.
Do it like we do on the Discovery Channel.
You and me, baby, ain't no mammals.
Still better than Frasier.
I don't need no water. Let the motherfucker
I don't think that's
burn.
What it's actually called, though.
Burn, motherfucker, burn. Right? That's
They're doing
right?
pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably that's the only two songs.
That's it. Mm-hmm. They only had two songs.
They hung it up after that.
They hung it up.
I hope you die is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some interesting news from Steve number one. He says, apparently NBC, for whatever reason, is airing the Undertaker-Brock Lesnar match.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a WrestleMania recap going into the first preseason game of the NFL.
Why?
I don't know.
Thought they were actually showing 30 or
because
something.
Because they wanted a good lead-in to a game that nobody's going to watch.
Totally,
I would actually
totally
be watching
random.
That if
That is
here.
Really
so
weird.
So why not put like an actual good match from the event on there?
He says it just made so much sense to have Taker lose. It was professionally, financially, it was the best decision they ever made.
Yeah, worked out great so far.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but the match itself.
Hold on, I was completely sarcastic. It was possibly the worst decision they've ever made. But
apparently it was Taker's.
Dude,
no,
Triple
H.
No, he's gonna wrestle Sting next year.
Triple H in a cane mask, raping a corpse.
That was actually pretty funny.
I tried to prevent that one. I yelled at my TV. I'm like, no,
no, why is this
the
happening?
Katie Vick
story.
She had
so many more years to decompose. Stop it.
Before it'd be funny.
Yeah, that is very random.
Yeah,
I can't believe you killed that little fat girl though.
Oh my god.
See what we got here is your own very own custom casket.
And before the Taker buries you, I'm going to stick my dick in your little fat ass.
Whoa. Wow. Taking it to another level, folks.
What level?
Yeah, I brought you a nice satin pillow. You can rest your little head on. You can rest your big fat noggin on.
See, Clutch actually had a good line, but we didn't read it.
Oh, really?
When you're talking about your monkey story, he said she was running away from Rape Ape.
The Rape Ape.
Yeah. instead of Grape Ape.
Little did we know that was Clutch's nickname in high school.
Rape Ape.
Grape Ape.
Hey, Chef, have you ever had Grape sex? Ape, you're not allowed to have sex, right?
Not that I'm not allowed. Yeah. I haven't.
No.
I haven't.
He's not able to. He's got to wait till he's 21 to get his dick skin cut.
I thought he had to wait till he was married. Yeah, right? He had to wait till he was married.
Isn't that true that Ginger Jew's foreskin grows back? He has to get like circumcised every 7 years.
No.
Get,
like,
7 years. You kidding me? That'd be like, a nightmare.
It's like, just take a little off the top.
It's like bankruptcy, but different.
We all know I'll never go bankrupt.
Oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
You just got circumcised. You can't do that again for another 7 years.
Wow.
The Rape Ape.
Was it awkward getting circumcised in front of everybody?
What would I know? I was 8 days old or 8 weeks old or something like that.
They don't do that till you're 13, liar.
No, then look it up.
And then the rabbi sucks the blood out of your penis.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. That's only in Israel.
Only in Israel?
I'm pretty sure.
In Brooklyn, apparently.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn, whatever. Yeah.
Well, that is Little Israel. So.
Little Israel.
Littler Israel.
Littler.
Wow. I wish little Hamas would come take care of little.
Wait. All right. Hold on. Wait. So you got blown when you were 8 days old?
Yep. No.
Did it feel good? Did you come?
I heard he sucked the skin right off your dick.
Damn.
Home.
Did he golf ball through a garden hose?
Did he rub your butthole?
Fuck would I know?
Did he tweak your nipples?
Maybe he had a little baby bee shot falling out of that butthole. You know what I mean?
No. Little Siamese bee shat.
What's Siamese bee shat?
Siamese.
Little poo umbilical cord.
Like basket case.
Oh my
just,
god.
Just a little bee shat head.
Just crowning out of the.
Yeah, like
turtle.
Crowning out of his ass.
Rabbi docking.
You guys are gross.
Yeah.
Oh, good lord.
Yikes.
Well, bacon is at an all-time high.
Yes.
Oh, get out of here.
Price-wise.
Oh. I thought popularity.
No.
See, well, I'm not allowed to eat that.
So
you know, really not?
What is bacon's job approval rating right now?
It would be pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I learned from Bar Rescue that bacon was expensive.
It's a good show. What does
better,
that rank
better
on
than
this?
Frasier.
What does it rank on this list here? Nothing.
Bar Rescue's basically Bar Rescue's basically taking over a network. I'll have you know.
Yeah. As of right now, it's an average of $6.11. I guess a pound. Mm. 14% increase since June 2013.
Okay. Thanks, Obama.
And a whopping 41% more than it cost in June 2012.
Thanks, Obama.
Wow, in 1980, it was like $1.50 a pound. Of course, people are only making that an hour.
Speaking of things being cheaper in Sopranos, in the opening intro, and it shows like the sign for gas, and it's like 90 cents.
Yeah.
Blows my mind every time.
Yep.
What about turkey bacon?
Well, okay. Turkey bacon's good.
I think that's more expensive, right?
Oh, fuck. I have no idea.
I don't know because I don't eat it.
How much was gas when you started driving?
When I started driving?
Yeah.
oh god, like two something.
When we started driving,
99 cents.
It was the average. The Raceway in Red Bank, local reference, was 89 cents.
Unbelievable.
That was, I think that was the cheapest I ever paid. Maybe 87.
I think in the time I've been driving, the lowest I've ever seen gas was like the high dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dollar nine. The last time I remember being under a buck, I was in Philly, and it was like $1.94. And then I came up to Jersey. I was back from the weekend, and it was like a little bit cheaper in Jersey, and then I went right back up over $2.
Yeah.
And that was probably about maybe 6 years ago, maybe more.
What is it now? I don't even look because I need it. So
exactly.
I don't even look.
No, nobody even looks. That's
I think last time I looked,
kind
it was
of like generally
about
accepted.
It's like 3:30 right now, right?
Last maybe time more. I looked, it was like 3:60.
I think somewhere
about
got
average,
it for like,
come down a little bit.
It's felt like somewhere near me is like 3:14, 3 something like that.
That's
it's
why
pretty Bichette's cheap, but
quit his job.
It's like piss water.
Piss water.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you drinking it?
No, it goes right through the car.
Oh. This new expensive gas goes right through my car.
My shitty car still gets good mileage.
I think you just have a shitty car.
No, I get decent mileage, but...
What do you drive?
Shit 2010
car,
Nissan Sentra.
Shit the car, Nissan Sentra's car. Everybody's running.
Bilford to Leonardo.
Taco Bell to McDonald's.
You would talk about food.
What's the reference here?
Inside joke. But anyway. Bingo! But yeah, the average gas around here is like 3:30. I think,
the average
right
gas in here is ridiculous.
It's pretty methane-ish. yeah. But like, I'm so infrequently getting gas because I go about almost 2 weeks, I would say, on a full tank.
Yeah, about two.
Yeah,
two
that,
weeks
like,
is what I get.
That like I'll go and gas will be like 20 cents more or less the next time I get gas gallon. I'm like, what the hell. But it usually costs like between $40 and $45.
See, but like you guys have like bootleg gas stations around here, like Raceway and like
bootleg
and like Exxon and shit.
No,
we have the fucking
Exxon is not bootleg. Exxon is the most expensive gasoline in New Jersey. I think.
You know what though? I'd rather have Exxon than Lukoil. At least I know my gas doesn't come.
Oh
communist.
My god! He's counting shekels.
Yeah, we have plenty of Shell and Gulf and Exxon and
none of that shit's up.
There's no reason.
It's all Lukoil.
There's no reason to attack our gas stations just because they chew down the prices.
Yeah. Is everything about oil to you people?
Actually, from your town, I've seen shitty gas stations in your town. I've seen like MoGas.
MoGas. Mo apostrophe gas.
I'm not wearing underwear, so I had to make sure that was
fucking
all for
Donald
it.
Duck.
Oh, no.
Ma. Ma, ma, ma.
Isn't Donald Duck the governor of a city?
Minnesota?
Yeah. No.
Speaking of governors in Minnesota.
Oh!
I want to hear Donald Duck. Ventura.
I can't do the voice.
Yeah, you just did it.
I can't, like, talk in it.
But that's not how the joke goes.
I just did it. And I don't even know
horrible.
How to do it.
He's ruining his own bit.
The only thing I can do is... That's it.
What is it? What was that?
Affooey.
Affooey.
Oh.
I thought you said chop suey.
That's what I thought.
Chop
no, you're
chop
supposed
suey.
To say, hi, my name is Donald Duck. I mean, it's not...
Oh,
you're right. supposed
oh
to
you want me
Duck.
To do that bit. Yeah, I think I'm hanging up that bit after
Why?
What I heard about.
Because he never gets it anymore.
What happened?
Everybody loves that bit.
Yeah,
everybody.
No, nobody
they
loves
it. They beg
that.
For it on the message boards.
Big message
boards.
They still have those?
Yeah, no, there's
the
actually
the forum.
There's a recent topic that just said Nerds, another episode without Jesse Ventura.
Wow.
Yeah. Nerds.
Where was this?
You know, on
nerds.com.
Didn't he win like a lawsuit or something like that recently?
That's what we're trying to
Man,
get
you got
into
your
here.
Finger on the pulse of the news.
Yeah.
Would your dad rep him?
You got you got your fucking ear to the tracks, Bichette.
Look at Matt. He's so nervous about that one.
Wait, what?
About my dad being a lawyer?
No.
Oh, he
funny.
Is?
Yeah.
No, he's not. Oh, he's an accountant.
He's a...
Oh! Oh! Really knocking down the
Shocker!
Stereotypes.
Well, during tax season, anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the governor...
Of what?
Of Minnesota... Minnesota. I have a friend from Minnesota who claims there is no Minnesota accent, by the way.
That's a lie.
Really?
He that's says false. He absolutely, he's like, that's ridiculous. He's like, no, there's not.
He's like, because he lives in Minnesota.
That's ridiculous.
He does not have an accent.
Was he a transplant or did he grow up in Minnesota?
I think he grew up there, but he does not have an accent at all. He's
good for him. He's one of the only ones that does.
But
that'd be funny if they all talk like Sven from Ren Stimpy Show. Yeah, I am a bearded lady.
Is it from St. Olaf?
Yeah, I am from Minnesota.
They live with
I
Rose.
Am the governor.
Yeah, I am the governor of Minnesota.
I can just imagine Jesse Ventura with that voice doing commentary.
Yeah, Jesse the body.
Yeah.
Double lock handle.
Wow. You open your eyes, Marilla.
So, yeah, he won $1.8 million.
For what? Why'd he sue? For what?
From
defamation.
Who?
From another SEAL. Who said? Yeah, who said?
A SEAL.
Is there a SEAL
room?
Yeah. A baby SEAL walks into a club, and then it gives me $1.8 million, McMahon.
His name is Chris Kyle. He was a sniper.
Yes.
I don't like him already because he's got two first names.
He had written a book detailing an incident without using Ventura's name.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious who he's talking about.
Yeah. And then
some governor of Minnesota. Yeah.
Well, then
he's a conspiracy theorist.
Former pro wrestling governor of Minnesota, who remain nameless.
I think he called him a scruffy haired mongoloid or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. A Mongol.
I think he just referred to him as the body.
Anyway, he ended up on Opie and Anthony to promote the book, and a caller called him and was like, was that Jesse Ventura? And he admitted on Opie and Anthony that that's who he was talking about in the book.
Yeah.
Fucking O&A. Yeah.
So basically...
But isn't he dead?
Yes, he is. Yes, he died by accident.
How did it happen?
So he sued a dead man.
In a shooting range, yeah.
Really?
Where did he take
so he didn't die anything cool like
I was just shooting with him.
So basically, he said that Jesse made some kind of derogatory comment about maybe there should be a few more dead SEALs because they're not doing the right thing over there. They're killing children and women.
They
and
should
stuff.
Be looking
and,
for Predator.
Yeah. Basically, they should be looking for Predator.
If it bleeds, we can sue it.
Exactly. So, yeah. So he sued him for the defamation.
Come on, sue me.
Sue me now. Do it. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
If he's dead, we can sue him still.
If he's dead, we'll sue his wife.
There's no way he can shoot.
Yeah, so basically what they're saying is that he's going after the wife and family, even though he started the lawsuit before the guy died. So like because the guy died, he's just supposed to like stop. He's just supposed to like, oh, well, that's it then. I guess I lost.
He's dead.
It's over. He's dead now.
I win.
It's funny.
Well, he
got
what he wanted.
He was on. Well, he was on TV, and somebody interviewing him referred to the other person as a former Navy SEAL, and he goes, "So was I." Like just like.
And
yeah.
So was the cameraman.
Yeah.
You don't give a shit about him.
You didn't see the tattoo.
But yeah, no. So he's
so was I.
Yeah, he says it completely deadpan, like and big deal. Join the club. Yeah.
I was also the governor of Minnesota. Yeah.
Don't tell me next he's a governor. Was he a mayor? Was he a member of the Mongols? Was he a member of a subversive group? Maybe like the Hell's Angels.
But no, he but yeah, so like I don't understand why people are so upset because this happens. People get into lawsuits. Somebody dies. You don't just stop the lawsuit.
Yeah,
you know the money wasn't his determination. He didn't decide how much money that he wanted. This was what was given to him as a decision by the suit. Yes, this kind of defamation is worth $1.8 million because of who you are and because of the potential damages it's caused to your career and whatever. You know, he made
what career? What he got left?
He wants to run for president. Maybe he'll never be able to run for president because of that. Maybe he doesn't want to have that. I mean, he's done and said a lot of other things. But
think
about it, though. It, coming from such a serious perspective of somebody who has, you know, accomplished a little bit in life, you know, it's
what
it's
do you mean a little thing. Bit? Yeah.
So, you know,
are you defaming me?
Oh, but, I'm sorry. Were you a governor? I'm so sorry. Were you a professional wrestler?
A fighter?
A fighter?
Yeah. So,
author?
So,
oh, give me a copy of your new hardcover book.
Were you an action hero superstar?
Did you have a television series? Did you have a big rubber LJN figure based off of you?
Did you ever have a bald head and a tail at the same time?
Did you even have somebody make a custom action figure, perhaps out of Jesse the Body
Ventura?
You know
what? What we just did was like immortalize Jesse Ventura.
He's awesome.
He's done
everything.
Love him. Yeah.
He's a huge asshole and I love him.
Uh-huh.
He really
done
is.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's all the work.
Yeah. He's an established individual, and he didn't like what was said about
He's
him.
He's just keeping kayfabe.
Yeah. So my whole point here is Glenn Beck has been ripping Jesse every single day for the past week over this because he's friends with the family of the sniper.
Glenn Beck's a turd.
Who cared
I don't care.
About what Glenn Beck said? Like, no, who has ever cared about
he's
him?
He's really, like, digging deep on this. Like, he never sticks, like, for a whole week for something.
I think
like
he's
this.
Probably next, trying to win a couple lefties, you know what
probably.
I mean?
Probably.
Next
probably.
Thing you know, Jesse's going to sue Glenn Beck for defamation
he
of character.
He very well could. They said some pretty wild shit about him on there. And apparently one of their friends who's a writer for something made some kind of article, and there was a picture of Jesse in his military days, and then there's a picture of him as a wrestler, and the punchline was, hit me, I won't fight back, I'll just wait until you die and sue your wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not even funny.
No.
He didn't wait until he died.
Wait, now, hold on.
Yeah.
He sued him to his face.
Now, wait, was that a direct quote?
Something like that, yeah.
He was paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, yeah,
he wasn't a real SEAL because SEAL
this,
wouldn't die at the fire.
I'll kill
range.
You and sue you too.
It wasn't an actual quote; it was a collection of words with a lot of ellipses in it.
Yes,
I call it the Ollie Ollie Oxen Free clause when somebody gets away with doing something bad just because of a completely like arbitrary event that happened in between,
yeah.
or like for example, when somebody like breaks into your house and then they try to run away and you shoot them.
Here's the thing. If this guy hadn't died, this would be a complete non-story.
Probably, yeah.
It would be like, you know, page, you know, 27.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But and because the guy died, all of a sudden, Jesse Ventura's an asshole?
The family claims that this guy wasn't, like, profiteering off of the book, that they were, quote, going to be sending the money to, I don't know, charities or something like that or whatever, but now... And even Glenn Beck has raised this family like $800,000.
I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, that's just a mere $800,000. What can do with that?
Financially, sure.
I hope he sues him again.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
Drop in the bucket. And now that he's dead, he's making me look even worse. I'm suing him.
So one of the guys, Pat on the show, has been trying to do the Jesse impression. And he does it, I guess, intentionally bad, but it's so bad.
I'm like, Jesse Ventura.
No, it's more like, remember how Aristocrat Pat used to do Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Hey, brother.
We're like, oh, I'm Jesse Ventura. And so the other guy's like, stop making him sound so smart. He's not that smart.
So he turns him into a fat body.
Pretty much. No.
You know what? Now so I want to hear Pat doing Hogan impersonations.
Yeah.
God.
Call him up.
Do you have it?
During the break. Handy. It's really long, though. That's the thing.
I just want to hear a couple of lines.
During the break.
Oh, man.
It's Hogan. Brother.
Oh, we got to hear that. It's hilarious.
I used to tear my t-shirt, but now you've torn my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
Is that about the time Hulk Hogan lost his smile?
No, it was about the time one of his fans died.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you feel like a jerk now, huh?
Not
close
enough.
The world just lost another Hulkamaniac. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
I still go back and laugh. Like, my dad, my brother, and I sat down and watched WrestleMania 30, and Hulk Hogan walks out and calls it the Silver Dome or something.
Yes, he did.
And like, who the hell thought it would be a good idea to give Hulk Hogan a live mic?
At this point in his career, yeah, that is a liability.
I thought you were going to say you all got excited at the Silver.
Well, yeah.
Did somebody say Silver?
Did somebody say Silverstein Dome?
A whole dome made out of silver? I mean, come on.
You're reaching.
All right, let's play a little of the Hogan call.
Yes.
Super duper.
Fuck, I can't
super
hear this.
Special.
Special caller on the line. We talked to him once before. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Hulk Hogan to the show.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing, Waller?
Hey, what's going on? I am, like, in awe right now.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. We have
you just died in the Aristocrats?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Hogan.
Yes, this is the Aristocrats, Hulkster.
Can we call you Terry?
Fantastic. How's Nate and Pat doing?
They don't do this show anymore. That was about a year and a half
ago.
Yeah,
they eloped. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing well.
All right, that's cool.
This was 7 years ago.
You sound
ago.
A little different. You have a cold or something? A little allergies?
Indian father. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I have diarrhea.
Tell you what. I think he's just shooting.
I had some bad... Yo, hey, I had some bad fried curry chicken, and I like shit 5 times.
Did you get any of this on
Richard Pryor? What was that?
This is when we start talking about Richard Pryor.
This was Mr. Wizard.
The Wiz!
Oh, Donald Herbert, a.k.a. Mr. Wizard.
I still think the funniest impression that he ever did was the Indian father. And he got so angry he had to play his flute to calm down.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
I miss
super
the whole...
Super fan B-Chefs.
No, Matt gave me a folder of like all the stuff from 2007, and I use it on long car rides.
Yeah, no, this is...
Because it keeps me entertained and awake, in the car. Yeah. And he gets real pissed about something about his son or something.
Well, he's heard all the current stuff.
Remember when he prank called mobile or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man.
Wow.
That was hilarious. Oh. Why don't you get him on the show? He's not doing nothing.
Nah, he doesn't want to do it.
As long as you don't bring back Vaughn.
No, we're doing that when Matt's away.
Yeah.
I want to make t-shirts.
When Matt's away, the Vaughn will play.
What is Vaughn? Free Vaughn. What is it?
I think Kev deep down is dying to meet Vaughn.
I've met Vaughn.
He knows Vaughn.
Oh, really?
You know his brothers, right?
My sister dated...
Probably knows Vaughn better than
brother.
You.
Yeah.
Oh. Awesome. I went to my first Warp Tour with Vaughn.
Radio
I
Free Vaughn.
I miss Vaughn. I really do. Sorry.
Vaughn Free America.
So, yeah, Jesse Ventura.
The message boards are clamoring for Vaughn, though. I've seen it.
Yeah, clamoring.
Why don't you get Vendo to call it?
Yeah. That guy.
He doesn't even listen to
I kind of see these message boards you keep talking about.
Yeah.
It's very underground.
Every once in a while, they mention CWE radio.
Well, you know, I'm on the show, so you figure...
It's true.
Yeah, that doesn't
mean Vendo, send me a link or something.
Vendo did start an indie wrestling career in Japan.
Really?
Japan.
The fuck was
Japan.
That?
Japan.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesse Ventura looks really old, damn, too.
Is there any footage of this? Like, I kind of want to see that.
What?
What?
A Vendo wrestler.
There might be like one match. Maybe. I don't know. They're not like as diligent about recording
nice.
And stuff.
There's a beast bird.
Uh-oh. Jesse Ventura claims he's the real victim.
I can't even go to another SHIELD reunion.
I had to take the bumper sticker off my car.
Through this lawsuit.
Well, you pursue a lawsuit for the truth.
Seriously, I wonder if he's ever heard the term tinfoil hat.
Had I not pursued the lawsuit, because the lawsuit, the whole story was fabricated. I was accused of treason, which in the military is the death penalty. I would think that would be enough to inspire anyone to seek the truth. And the bottom line is it never happened, and that's all we were seeking. And, you know, let's be clear on something. Taya Kyle had all her attorney fees paid by insurance. I did not. I incurred 2.5 years of insurance of 2.5 years of lawyer fees that I have to pay to clear my name. And she had insurance paying everything for her.
Some suggest that, Jesse, that you may have damaged your reputation by pursuing a lawsuit against the widow?
Well, if seeking the truth damages you, then we live in a pretty sorry world, don't we? When the truth can
hurt
you,
like a park release.
And the truth came out, yeah. It never occurred.
He's got a good point, though.
And that's all I sought from it. And I'm already damaged. I can't go to a SEAL reunion anymore. That was the one place where I always felt safe. I can't go there anymore. I'd be on my shoulder now wondering who's going to come after me next. And so don't think I come out of this unscathed. All I wanted to do is clear my name, and it has nothing to do with a widow or anything like that. It was me against an insurance company.
Mrs. Kyle also says, Jesse Ventura, that the truth is the truth. She does not think you're telling the truth. She says, I'm never out of this fight. Do you have any plans to reach out to her?
No, I don't. You're not supposed to talk to the other side. And, and she can say what she wants. There wasn't one witness that saw me get hit.
Does it bother you that you might have won the case, but you were certainly getting hammered in the court of public?
He says he's on blood thinners. He can't even, like, shave with a straight razor. If he got hit by a guy like that, he's like, there would have been some kind of mark. You know, he's just like, I'm an old man. There's no way.
When did this guy say it happened?
It was like 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It all makes sense, though. I mean, all Mr. Ventura wants is a clear name and to go to the SEAL Christmas party.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, he wants to see that scarred up black singer.
Yeah. And maybe become the president of the United States.
Oof.
Wow, man.
What? I just want to hear Kiss from a Rose one last time.
How do you think that feels? I can't listen to SEAL anymore.
I can't even listen to SEAL.
Brings back too many memories.
They won't let me.
You're never going to survive unless you get a little crazy.
I wish I was dead now. He got out lucky. He's in heaven listening to SEAL. I'm down here talking to some jigaboo on CBS.
Chris was kissed by a rose on the grave.
Oh, my God.
No way.
I want to finish.
I can't even daydream about fucking SEAL's ex-wife, the white bitch.
Walking up to me every day and shaking my hand. There's no public. How am I getting hammered in the court of public opinion because I sought the truth?
Parkinson's or something?
The truth.
It definitely has some kind of shakes
in the court of public opinion. Well, if the truth does that, I'll have to accept it because I believe in the truth and I still do today.
Why do you go ahead?
Chris Kyle is a Navy SEAL.
He
served his country. His wife is a widow. They are two children, a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. The estate has to pay out now this over $1 million in fees.
Did he also have a nose? Because I got one of those, too. Anything else you want to state that's obvious?
Something else that Glenn Beck picked on him about was the way he speaks. Like he used the phrase, the jury did this. Jesse Ventura didn't decide this. And he's like talking about how he doesn't trust people who speak in the third person. It's like, no, like he's using that like as a way to like demonstrate like that this is not like the choices that are being made. The results of the lawsuit have nothing to do with Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not the truth was told. And if the truth wasn't told, is he entitled to punitive damages?
He's not out there doing like kind of promo like The Rock.
Exactly.
So telling a lie about somebody in a book is worth $1.8 million.
It depends on who you are. If somebody said something about you, it might be worth 1.8 cents. You don't know.
I'm leaning towards that.
Let's finish up this
interview. What's going to do
with the money? Pay my lawyers.
Metroidvania.
So she just asked what he was going to do with the money. Yeah. He said, pay his lawyers.
1.8 cents.
Again, like I said, I didn't have an insurance company paying the freight for me. I had to pay my own. And, it's unfortunate, but the jury rendered that decision. Jesse Ventura did not render how and why the money would be paid. That came from a jury, not from me. So if you're going to question the money, question the jury. They made that decision. Governor Jesse Ventura did not.
You were in a bar with Chris Kyle.
You always will.
You did get in an argument, correct?
No, we did not. No. I have no recollection of Chris Kyle until June of 2012 at the first preliminary settlement hearing.
Sucks did about, like, I meet taking him? Pictures
Probably.
With them and stuff. And
I meet 40, 50 people a night out there. We had pictures. I posed for pictures. There's no hostility whatsoever in any of the photos that were submitted in court, as well as we have pictures the next day of me. Mm. I'm on blood thinners. If I get hit, I bleed. I can't even shave with a bladed razor. I have to use electric. You're telling me if guy, and I'm 255 pounds, if he'd have hit me, there wouldn't have been a mark on me and knocked me down? I think so.
Why do you think Chris Collins
said
this?
That's what he said. He said he knocked him right down.
Well, it sells. I don't know. It's called a sea story. In the Navy, it happens all the time. One sailor lies to another sailor. That second sailor then tells the story three more times, and all of a sudden, the sea story becomes the truth. And that's what you had here. They were drunk. They were drinking heavily. And it was just a story that happened in another bar and erupted 6 years later.
Okay, do you plan to take further action? That's the last question.
Well, I plan to visit HarperCollins. They published the book and did no due diligence to find out if the story was true.
All right.
That was him.
Yeah. So.
I got to say I agree with Jesse.
Fuck yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether or not it
did
happened.
Did you give
or
him
not.
Blood thinners?
I did.
Put it this way. The defense had 11 witnesses testify. 11 witnesses. That was not enough to convince the jury, so clearly the stories did not line up.
Yeah.
There has to be... You don't get 11 witnesses and have it not...
He was a good old boy.
Who the hell has 11 witnesses for a single case anyway?
I know.
Well, it was
a
party.
It's not even a murder.
But it was a party, so there were a lot of people around.
So this guy spun a good tale.
What did
he
say?
Got all
that
his
he knocked
buddies
down Ventura?
He said he knocked down... Not like... He didn't say it like I beat the crap out of him, but he said he hit him. He's an old guy. He went down. That's basically what he said.
He said that he hit him. Ventura went down, and he knew that there would be cops there, so he took off for the door right
exactly.
after. So he didn't see any aftermath and didn't know what happened after.
Mm-hmm. And somebody said something like, what's
so
your
wait,
ad?
Jesse Ventura sued him over a rumor of getting beat up?
Is it in book?
No, he was not suing so much. It wasn't getting beat up. It was him claiming that
That it happened. He said it was completely false.
More of the statement that Jesse Ventura said that more Navy SEALs should be dead.
Yeah. But the whole incident he said didn't happen.
Yeah.
So.
Because it
but
made him out to be weak.
But they had said in court to the jury, you're not here to decide whether Jesse Ventura was punched or not.
Yes.
You're here to decide if this incident caused him
You're going on the quote.
Yeah.
You're going by the quote. And I guess they didn't believe that he said it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I never even heard why this was going on.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's really dumb. And the only reason you're hearing about it is because the guy died and people are trying to use her as a human shield when she's not even paying for any of this.
No.
Yeah.
Or fucking tax dollars.
It's not like she's bankrupt.
Nope, it's not like she's... Oh, they can't afford this.
They're $800,000 richer because apparently Glenn Beck raised that money.
Exactly. So he's the one who's getting duped over this.
Fuck him. Let him get duped.
It was funny. The title of that video I just played was Jesse Ventura claims he's the real victim.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that in the interview at all.
I know. Well, yeah, because everybody's going to be against
it. It's going to get page views.
But somebody's just going to see that and be like, oh, he thinks he's the real. He didn't say that.
Yeah, well,
he was pretty clear.
Conspiracy.
And I'm not just backing him up because he's a wrestler.
No.
Yeah, you are.
This is just another example of. Of the drive-by media trying to single out somebody they don't want to potentially run for president. Anything they'll do. You hear the way they're talking to him.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what they decided. I'm innocent. Not innocent, but like, I'm right. And they're just like, well, you're Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Shit, why the hell
can't
we do that?
You're not a hardcore liberal, so we don't like you. So.
You say Chris Crispy?
Yes.
I call him that. When did you start calling him that?
It was a mistake.
Really?
Yes. Chris Christie and Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I call him Chris Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Yeah.
You're mean.
No, I
the joke
I still
is
like
he's
him.
Fat.
Yeah.
He's a little bloated, but he'll get past it.
I got to work on my Chris Christie. I haven't done him in a while.
Well, you look like him.
A little bit. He's his little brother.
Not so little.
I don't wear my pants that high.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
You can't.
Actually, no, you wear them too low. Earlier, I saw your gut hanging out under your shirt.
Good. Good.
You were just standing there.
Eli commits his first turnover of the season.
Uh-oh.
Did he?
What else is new?
Oh, I forgot to put the Giants game on.
Who cares?
Oh. I'm sorry, Steve.
Yep, I'm just going to clam up and not talk now.
Oh, wow. Just like every other show. Get your two good lines in and then fucking you're off the clock.
He's not getting paid for this.
I got two laughs. I'm done.
Two laughs.
So, yeah, Jesse Ventura. All
right. Whatever.
It's a good first hour.
What a guy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, almost done here. A German schoolboy drops his phone on a fishing trip in a pond.
Uh-huh.
A boy enjoying a fishing trip with a group of friends accidentally dropped his iPhone over the side of the boat, and he decided to drain the entire pond to look for it.
Wow. What?
The 16-year-old took matters into his own hands after the angling club refused to let him use his diving suit to retrieve the device, sneaking back later that night, armed with a powerful pump and two hoses. I thought the two pumps would drain enough of the water from the pond so I can find my cell phone.
Yikes.
Wow. I knew the phone was probably dead, but wanted to get the data card back with the numbers, pictures, and videos of my friends.
Probably had some wicked selfies on there.
So a guy drained a pond by himself?
I don't think iPhones have data cards.
They don't. No, no they do.
Do they?
They do. Yeah,
it can be retrieved?
They do it at the store. Yeah, yeah, there's a little side thing. They have a tool for it. It's ridiculous.
Well, they give you a tool with the phone. But that's just a SIM card. That doesn't save your pictures and stuff, though.
Yeah, it does.
You're so full of shit. You don't know anything.
Save it to the cloud, bro. Save it to
you
the
know
cloud.
Nothing, Jon Snow.
Yep. You say Snow?
Yeah. Jon Snow.
The grin he's got on his face.
Inform up.
It's eclipsed by his chin.
The younger thought that if he directed the water into the angling club toilet, he may get away with his plan.
Wow.
Duh. But he failed to notice that the toilet wasn't attached to a sewage system. Duh. When the owner arrived to a flooded car park, he quickly found the cause and called police.
That sucks.
The boy was ordered to pay for the damage for the toilet, the cleanup operation, and the water to refill the pond.
But did he get the phone?
And though he didn't recover his phone,
oh,
he was unapologetic. It almost worked, he insisted.
I would have gotten away for it, too.
If it wasn't for you meddling Germans.
So stupid.
Oh, this is in Germany, by the way. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so he decided
later
to...
Hosen.
Yes. That was his scuba gear. It was just Lederhosen. Yeah, I lost my iPhone.
Yeah,
you just did the fucking Sven impression.
Instead of a breathing device.
Was he German?
Way to kill
like
jokes there, B-Shaps.
Like it's been a while since I've seen that.
What was Sven from? Sweden?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever.
It's been a while it's since I've seen Ren and Stimpy. Scandinavian.
German.
German.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a German lady. Man tries to kill his flatmate. Can tell this is overseas. Because she ate his chocolate chip cookies. Well, now.
That's a punishable offense.
Yeah, I'd kill a bitch too.
Or at least cut her tongue out.
Yeah. Alan Hall of, this is in Illinois.
The bad guy.
has a relatively strict additional rule. Eat my cookies and you die.
Wow.
Whoa. Is that posted anywhere?
Literally.
I guess so.
I can go for a cookie.
A report in the newspaper shows that a 23-year-old Hall is accused of trying to kill his female roommate because she ate chocolate chip cookies he was clearly saving for special occasion.
Something happened to
you. Can you please look at me when you want me to say chocolate?
Chocolate.
Hate your guts.
Police allege that Hall learned his 49-year-old roommate,
the bad guy?
Unnamed in the report, ate three chocolate Chips Ahoy cookies for breakfast on Wednesday. Wow, what a pig.
They're not even homemade.
Naturally, he threatened to kill her.
Hey, yo.
something happened to these cookies. Yeah, something's going to happen here.
I said that a second ago.
I did?
Yeah.
It's probably the most literal example of the cookie monster I've ever seen.
I'm surprised I didn't have a picture of the cookie monster. I'm
surprised I didn't have a picture of...
How do you attempt to kill someone over a bag of Chips Ahoy?
I would fucking chop your fingers off.
You would do that anyway.
After the roommate laughed off his threat, believing that he was joking, Hall then allegedly tried to strangle her in a bathtub.
Oh, yeah?
Whoops! He would have succeeded had the woman's husband and the landlord not intervened. Wow. Dope.
Wait, is the husband the landlord, or is it the husband plus the landlord?
Husband and the landlord. I don't know. Woman's husband and the landlord.
I would assume that's multiple people.
Yeah, it sounds like multiple people.
Where the hell was he when she ate the cookies for breakfast and he threatened her?
I don't know.
Why is this 25-year-old... He's 25, right? Isn't that what I said?
23-year-old.
23-year-old.
Living with a 49-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Assuming that she lives with her husband in the same... apartment the or husband, whatever. Or it's probably husband, he's probably paying rent.
The husband landlord just had me strolling by like, oh, I wonder, wonder if there's any cookies in this place.
Guys, got any chocolate cookies?
Chocolate?
Got any chocolate?
Slowly.
Hate your guts. Hall remained in custody over the weekend despite a bail of $75,000.
That's quite a bit.
The equivalent of 30,000 packets of Chips Ahoy.
Oh my God.
See? And there's like one comment, and it just says, reasonable. Oh, Lord.
Oh. Mm. Right over there, B Chefs.
What?
Have you ever had a chocolate chip cookie?
Of course. Oh.
Do you like chocolate, or is it?
I didn't know if chips were kosher, bro. Relax.
It's okay.
He's Jewish, get it?
Oh, because he's Jewish.
So are you.
Why? Because he's black?
Block? Why Mr. Black.
What?
Mr. Black.
All right, we will see you guys on Thursday.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you again.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening live, stay tuned.
I hope you hang around.
That means you, Dawson.
Thanks for joining us, Dawson.
Yeah. Thanks for downloading the show, folks.
Let's be real. Nobody but me and Dawson downloads the show.
Yeah.
And
well, somebody is.
Cannonball.
I just don't know who. Oh, he listens?
There's always that Cannonball.
I love Cannonball. When's he coming
where the
back?
Fuck is he?
And those Chalk Bros.
Yeah, the Chalks. I tell you what, I really want a Jeff Cannonball t-shirt. I posted that on Instagram and he didn't answer me.
I don't know if he has anymore.
Well, he's better make some.
Oh, did anybody see that Dawson cleared up the thing about the SIM card for iPhone?
Oh, yeah, what did he say?
Yeah, he goes, no, they don't. There is no SD card. That is for the SIM card. Brian is wrong again.
SIM card, data card, what the... It's all the same different. To me. I don't go poking around in it.
SIM card can only hold like 250 phone numbers.
I love how
it.
Dawson cleared it up even though I said the exact same thing.
Did you?
Yeah. Nobody listens to anybody on this show.
Yeah. My dick is still hard.
I feel like no matter what, you're always staring at me with those glasses, Kevin.
Yep.
Because I am.
Those eyes
putting
daggers right in your soul.
Wham.
Hour number two coming up.
See you later.
Love you.